Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online at thisweekinamerica.us. International superstar Sarah Brightman is the world's most successful and best-selling soprano, pioneer of the classical crossover music movement, famed for possessing a vocal range of over 3 octaves. Of course, known for her iconic role as Christine in The Phantom of the Opera, a role Andrew Lloyd Webber was inspired to write specifically for her, Sarah's work transcends any specific musical genre, blending many musical influences and inspirations into a unique sound and vision. One of the world's most prominent performers, global sales of over 30 million units, more than 180 gold and platinum awards in over 40 countries, the only artist to have simultaneously topped Billboard's dance and classical music charts, and just released Sarah Brightman's 15th full-length album, Hymn, the number one classical and classical crossover album on Billboard. And her world tour, Hymn, Sarah Brightman in Concert, kicks off its North American dates in January. Our privilege to welcome Sarah Brightman to This Week in America. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's lovely to talk to you, too.
Let's go back to the beginning of this album. You've said that I think musicians in particular start from whatever it is they're going through at the time. As you began talks about this album, what were you going through at the time?
Well, I'd just come out of the space program. I'd been in Russia for a while, training to be a cosmonaut. And for various reasons, I decided to come out. And I needed to sort of connect, really, with the, excuse the pun, but connect with the earth again and to what was going on. And I found myself a little house on a beach and was working with a classical voice coach who I know, who's also an opera singer, and getting myself back into all the singing again. And what I realized, sort of like going through, you know, the internet and looking at all the news stories that were happening, was that, you know, with the world over that period of time, it was feeling a little bit sort of dystopian. And I'd been working on the idea of doing an album that with songs which were very uplifting, had a kind of a little bit of a spiritual feel, made myself look feel good and other people feel good. And I was starting to think in terms of working with lots of human voices, meaning choirs, because when choirs and voices come together, they create an incredible thread between all of the human beings. It's very uplifting. So I worked on this with my producer for about 2 years of research and then recording it. And we came up with the album Hymn. And it's just a very uplifting piece. And it's translated beautifully into the live arena, meaning that I've just finished a concert tour in South America before my North American tour. And the audiences are going crazy. The stage is full of choir, lots of voices. There's obviously myself. I come out in beautiful costumes and gowns, and I've got the big orchestra and band, and I've done a beautiful light design where the whole thing is bathed in really interesting, beautiful lighting, and it's going down incredibly well.
Yes, and the North American tour starts in January. You'll find all the information, tickets, at sarahbrightman.com. And, of course, the album Hymn, already topping the charts, is available all across the country. Got about a minute left in the program. This says this is the most adventurous world tour that of your career that you've been on. What's this been like so far as you start the North American leg of this?
Well, the thing is, I don't think so deeply about how many dates I do. But what I can say, people often say, how do you get through all of these dates in short spaces of time? And I think one of the reasons is I take a lot of time between my tours. And I work very sort of much on my voice, on training the physical part of my voice. The metaphysical is kind of there. So that I'm strong and ready to go when it comes to a sort of very fierce concert tour. And I like to get, while the motion of touring is going, I like to go through quite quickly, so that I have the strength to do so. So that's why I do so many dates.
Sarah Brightman, our guest on This Week in America, the album Hymn now available. Details for the 2019 North American Concert Tour at her website, sarahbrightman.com. Sarah, congratulations on the success once again of the tour and the new album. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you. It was lovely to talk to you.
Thank you. You're listening to This Week in America online at thisweekinamerica.us.